T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. We've got our Loud and Local Band of the Week, and this week, it's Karmic Unrest. Loud and Local Band of the Week, Karmic Unrest. You want to find out how to get their music? Steve will tell you.
I have a couple records out already, and they're working on a brand new one. Supposed to be coming out sometime soon, sometime within the next year, obviously, and it's called Static Part 1.
And if you're loving local music, you know where to go. Just go to KISW every Sunday night at 8 o'clock. 2 solid hours of great Pacific Northwest music. Bands like Karmic Unrest.
Believe it, we made it. It's Friday!
It's Friday, Friday, gotta get down on Friday.
Hey, look, Danny's jumping.
I'm excited, it's Friday. I'm actually gonna put nice clothes on that isn't leggings and, you know, pajama pants and go out.
Whoa. Where the hell are you going? Are you going to emo night?
No, that's tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
But no, I'm not. No, I'm actually going to hang out with Danny, Sarah, Joey. We're all going to go out and meet some other radio peoples.
How about that?
Oh.
I'm getting out of my cage.
Radio dinner.
Out in public.
How about that?
I'm coming out of my cave, and good. Hopefully I'll do fine.
No, that's emo night, Vicky.
Sorry. Had to make a little joke there. But yeah, I hope everyone's having good weekend plans. You do, Steve? No, yes, no?
No, yes, and no.
Perfect.
I'll be in Portland, baby.
Yes!
Yeah. Put the smackdown on Adam Brooks from Australia. No Ooh. Disqualification, BJ. It's time for me to get my verified championship back.
Nice. Hey, Vicky, would you mind posting that on the Real BJ page? A friend of mine says, I want to go down and see Steve Russell. Where is it? And I go, I don't know. I mean, I go, why don't you follow me? And Steve, I don't know if you post a lot on your own. I try to go on your own Facebook page, but I don't know if you do it to see like where people can see you. But I literally didn't know how to tell them how to do it.
Mostly on Instagram and Twitter where I usually post my stuff. I don't spend a lot of time on Facebook because Ellen DeGeneres then comments on it. It's a massive headache. But this one's in Portland. But if he's in the Northwest, if he's in like the more Seattle Tacoma area next weekend, Friday in Tacoma next Friday, I'll be at SOS Pro Wrestling at Edison Square. That'll be a good one for him to come check out.
All right.
So unless he wants to make the trek to Portland, which, I mean, of course, there's great things to do in Portland in addition to seeing some wrestling.
Well, do me a favor, somebody, get me that link to next Friday, and that way I can tell my friend so that, you know, because he really wants to see Steve Russell.
Awesome.
So,
tell him thank you.
Yeah. You know what? Thank you.
Wow.
See, that I told him.
Well, you are going to be facing off this weekend, but right now you do have a game. You're going to face off Jess from Tacoma. Jess, are you there?
Hey, good morning, and happy Friday.
Good morning.
Happy Friday, Jess.
Happy Friday. Steve, get out of here.
Goodbye.
For those playing at home, Jess has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you do only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Heck yeah.
What card game with a Spanish name is named for the word you must yell when you get down to one card at the end? Correct. Where in your body would you find your hippocampus?
Your elbow?
Nope.
Your knee?
Nope.
Throat?
No.
I don't know.
What vitamin is known as the sunshine vitamin?
Vitamin D.
Correct. An ENT doctor treats your ears, nose, and what?
Throat.
Correct. How many hits does it take to sink the submarine in the game of Battleship?
Oh, 5?
No.
3.
Yes. What is the Spanish word for meat? Metamorphic, sedimentary, and igneous are all types of what?
Science? I don't know.
No. What's the name of the anthemic dance near the beginning of the Rocky Horror Picture Show?
Oh, the time warp.
Correct.
No?
Yeah.
Oh, weave.
Which English word is a combination of the first 2 letters of the Greek alphabet?
I don't know.
I kind of gave it to you in the question.
Sorry, I missed it because I was stoked I got the time warp.
You did get 5 correct, though.
Oh, look at Vicky. Shaming her for not getting the answer in the question. Wow. Mayim Bialik doesn't do that, does she? I don't know. I don't watch
it. I am not Mayim Bialik.
Oh, you're not?
No.
Oh, wow. You have glasses and dark hair.
Yeah, but I don't have any kind of special degrees, and I don't teach my babies to use the bathroom. I don't know. She's weird.
Wow. Hey, how
in
dare you?
In a good way. I just don't.
Do not disparage Mayim Bialik. She is awesome.
All right.
What in the hell did I walk in? All I know, I walk in, I hear Vicky saying, I don't teach my babies how to use the bathroom. And then you say, what do you have against Mayim Bialik?
Yeah, I think you've heard enough, Steve.
Dude, you were walking in, didn't know what's going on. I was in the room. I don't know what's going on.
Okay, fair. So, okay, good. So I don't need any follow-up questions.
No, you're good.
Ask no questions.
Yeah, probably a better idea. Are you ready?
Oh, yes.
What card game with a Spanish name is the...
Uno.
There you go.
Nice.
Where in your body would you find your hippocampus?
In my hip.
No.
Where am I by? Torso.
No.
Leg.
No. What vitamin is known as the... Technically, yeah.
Okay.
What vitamin is known as the sunshine vitamin?
Vitamin D.
Yes. An ENT doctor treats your ears, nose, and what?
Throat.
Yes. How many hits does it take to sink the submarine in the game of Battleship?
6.
No.
3.
Yes. What is the Spanish word for meat?
Carne.
Yes. Yeah. Metamorphic, sedimentary, and igneous are all types of what?
Plants.
Nope.
Processes.
Nope.
Consultations.
No.
That's it.
What's the name of the anthemic dance near the beginning of the Rocky Horror Picture Show?
What the name of what dance?
The anthemic dance.
I don't know. The limbo.
No.
The cha-cha.
No.
The lambada.
No.
The forbidden dance.
Which English word is a combination of the first 2 letters of the Greek alphabet?
Alphabet.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Correct. You squeaked by.
He did not get that last one correct. Did he? You said
what English word is a combination of the first 2 letters of the Greek alphabet? Yeah. Alphabet.
Oh, my bad. I heard that completely wrong. You did get it right.
Damn straight I did, BJ.
6-5. Squeaked by with the win.
Anyway. Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man.
That's a very confusing question, actually, but I think you did say it right.
I got it right, so I think it was very interesting.
So, I mean, yeah, you did. I mean, you did answer it correctly. So
it was a great question.
It's a very interesting, I mean, a very weird question.
Alpha, you were thinking alpha and beta, right?
Well, exactly, because it's like, but she did say she gave the answer in the question. It's like, what English word comes from the two first Greek letters, which is actually alphabet.
You said from the Greek alphabet.
Yeah, so
I did say the words. That's what I was telling Jess.
You know what? You win that one, but I will come back for my vengeance.
The song from the Rocky Horror Picture Show was The Time Warp.
I don't even know anything about Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Let's do the time warp again. Do you know that song, Steve?
I do. I mean, because of how impeccable you were at singing it, I totally recognized it.
Thank you very much.
Everyone puts it on their playlist during Halloween, for sure. So maybe that's how.
I think he taught me a new word. I don't think I knew the word anthemic.
I looked it up. It was anthemic.
Oh, it is anthemic.
According to the dictionary online.
See, that's why English is such a trash language. The word is anthem, but when you put a little thing on there, you got to call it anthemic, which is like you think it would be anthemic.
Is anthemic the same as anthemic, or do they mean two different things?
I don't think anthemic is a word. I think Vicky says that you got to pronounce anthemic. Like, I thought it was anthemic, but Vicky said she went and checked the pronunciation.
I'm not going to argue. This guy is definitely not arguing the English language with anybody, but I've always thought it was anthemic.
So did I. It's what it should be in my brain, but the English language is trash sometimes.
Anthemic.
Yeah.
Anthemic.
There it is. Anthemic. Yeah. Right? See, that's just why the English language is trash.
Mm. Does anybody know where in your body you'd find the hippocampus?
Oh, Steve didn't get it?
I bet she said head, but I don't know.
I mean, head, brain.
Brain. So I'm like, I have to give it to you. I was thinking that if you did say head within the first three answers, then yes.
Yep.
Metamorphic and sedimentary and igneous are all types of what?
Is that rock?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Igneous, yeah.
Yeah, that's it, buddy.
Actually, I think Ross from Friends once said it's like, but he said it in a British accent, and that's the only reason I remembered it.
Huh. Well, like, see, at least you remembered. That's all that matters.
Yep. But yeah, congratulations on your win.
Good job, Steve. You know what? You're doing a great job for America.
Okay, can we give a quick shout out to our favorite teacher, Mrs. Jones?
Yay. Oh, what is Mrs. Jones doing?
She said, hey, good luck this weekend. Like I tell my students, mind over matter. If you think it, you can do it. Yeah. Remember, everyone, be kind to one another. Love, Mrs. Jones.
Wow. So that's just a random have a good weekend, but be kind.
Yes. I don't know if she's wishing me luck in Beat Migs or if she's wishing me luck in my match tomorrow at DOA Pro Wrestling in Portland, but a yes to both.
Wait a minute. I think she's wishing us all luck, isn't she? Or is it just you?
Just me.
Oh, all right. Well, then she probably is just saying good luck in the wrestling then.
I mean, it starts with good morning, Steve, so I'm going to assume that this is just meant for me.
This is totally meant for you.
Danny, well, I don't just wish you any luck at emo night.
Then I'm not going to be kind.
Aww. Vicky, no luck to you in your attempt to be social with people tonight.
And I guess BJ, I'm staying home.
No luck to you with your dog.
Hey, guess what? Your dream has come true.
What happened? Did anything happen with Bodhi?
No, he's fine. He's fine. It's just, you know, it's a dog.
It is a dog.
And it's not something I like.
When are we going to see pictures of you cuddling with the dog?
Or bring him on the screen and we can see him.
Everybody wants pictures. I mean, I think my friends don't know me because everyone's requesting pictures of the dog. And I'm like, you know, do you know who I am? I mean, I don't know how many times I have to tell people I don't like dogs. So don't ask me to do like cutesy, cuddly things with things that I don't like.
But what if this dog does that for you? Like, what if this dog went like my mom?
You're like everybody else.
My mom hated dogs, and eventually we broke her down as we were growing up, and we got her to get us a dog, and then she became the most attached to that dog.
I just imagine me doing the same thing with you with board games, and I never ever let you. You'll love it, Steve. Once we play it every weekend, you'll love. It's like nobody seems to understand, but everybody just is brainwashed about dogs. Well, there's even a
Reddit section where it's like dads who did not want pets, but then they end up loving the pet more than anybody else.
Oh my God, Vicky, you're not a dog person either. Why are you on this train?
I think it would be funny if you did. I'm not saying you're going to. I'm not saying you should. I'm just saying.
You're part of the problem. I would like to say bad things right now, but I've watched too many videos from the company because I would say, here's some behavior I'd like some of you to have that I know you'd love if you repeatedly have it done to you.
Have you done the latest training module of how to be a good pet owner that our company just put out?
Yeah, I know. I'm waiting for that one.
It's a real good one.
Have you done the training module that involves a can of butter and a part of your anatomy? Because, a stick of butter and anatomy over and over again, you will really enjoy it. There you go. I'll let you guys, it's a new module.
I'll run that one by Human Resources. I think I missed that one. I'll let them know that you told me to get it.
The butter makes it a lot easier for you to enjoy that. Mm.
So it's like, BJ, why'd you get a dog if you don't like them? BJ didn't have a choice in this.
Oh, my God. Who is somebody listening? Is this a first-time listener? Which, thank you if you are. If
not
you're
everyone gets to listen.
First time,
not everyone can listen all 4 hours.
Yeah.
And dude, it's been over 20 years in Seattle, and I have hated dogs for all those 20 years. So, I mean, I think that's a new listener, right? It's got to be.
So I want to know if you started an Instagram page yet for Bodie.
Oh, you should.
I'm telling you, I refuse to answer these questions. I will refer to Eileen DeGenerate. She can answer these questions for me.
Fair.
Yeah. I also like how you said, like, your friends are always asking you. No, they like to troll you. I think that's what it is.
No, good. I think people want to see BJ with a puppy.
I would actually love
holding
that,
a puppy.
Sure.
I'm glad that you guys would love that. But, you know, maybe you want to go find things that you really would enjoy that wouldn't torment somebody.
Tormenting is what we enjoy.
Yeah, but then Mrs. Jones is, you know, be kind. I guess just got wasted. What did we go, 20 seconds of being kind and you just blew it?
But we're thinking it and we're hoping you'll do it. Yeah. She said, if you think it, you can do it.
Yeah, okay. Well, apparently...
I've been thinking about you posting pictures.
I'm thinking of now 2 sticks of butter. That's what I'm thinking of.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Ah, I miss the old days before HR. You could say things. Now you can't. So I'll just think them. Hey, we got a popular actress that says that she loves to go streaking. Okay. Who said this? Oh, you're going to hear at 717 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Allison Brie. Now, how do I know Allison?
Community.
That's so funny.
Oh, yes, that's right.
And she was in GLOW, right?
Yes, okay, because I was like, I don't know who the hell this is. I figured you guys would tell us. I was like, oh, BJ probably has like a whole laundry list of everything that Allison Brie's in. But
I think she was on Mad Men, too.
I know her from GLOW. You're absolutely right. She was great in GLOW.
She was great in Community, and she's probably one of my favorite actresses just because of her looks alone. But also, she's a great actress.
Man, it's just so superficial.
I know.
Just so crazy, on the surface kind of guy.
She's been to Dave Franco, too.
I don't know who Dave Franco is.
James Franco's brother.
Yeah. Neighbors and...
I don't know who James Franco is. I'm kidding. Dave Franco, I have no idea.
Yeah, he's like, you know, a Hemsworth that you don't know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, I'm
about to say, oh, yeah, he looks familiar. I'm like, no, he looks like James Franco.
Yeah. I don't think he's as famous as James, but he's done stuff.
What about his little brother, Frank Franco?
Frankity Franco. Allison I guess she was interviewed by People Magazine and shared that she is very comfortable as a naked person. She loves being naked.
Well,
loves streaking. Nice. And Allison says, yeah, I certainly had a penchant for it in my college years. At Cal Arts, I was a big streaker. And even in my adult life, I find it to be quite hilarious. It's so fun and really makes me laugh.
Huh. I respect that.
I've seen her do plenty of nude scenes, so.
Yeah.
I tell you, once you're naked in front of people, it really, at that point, you stop caring. It takes, in the hockey kind of environment, I remember first doing, like, being in hockey, and you're like, people just freely just standing there naked and doesn't seem like to give an F. And then the more you do it, you like, when you start, like, talking to someone, you're like, yeah, why do we even care? Like, it doesn't matter. There's nothing sexual about it if you're just BSing with each other.
Well,
Brandon, look, she's not in the locker room with us.
Exactly. That's easy for you to say when you're around people that you're not sexually attracted to. It's a different story, because I've been on a nude beach, and that was a challenge. It was a challenge because there were, you know, everybody was, like you said, Steve, cool. But it was my first time being around a bunch of naked women that I wasn't throwing dollar bills at. So it was really difficult.
You should just throw dollar bills at them so you could feel comfortable.
Or just dig a hole and lay on your stomach.
Yeah, Danny, honestly, that was kind of like, you know, I mean, I was like, oh, you know, I've got to walk away. Go in the water real quick. The water's cold. I'll be right back.
You grab a couple of, like, clamshells and just kind of, like, you know, put it there creatively.
Well, then you're not in a new, like, you're defeating the purpose of the new beach, baby.
No, just say you're being attacked by a clam.
Sorry, guys, but, yeah.
You don't know if you should pull that thing off or not, so you just want to let it stay there.
You know, speaking of Dave Franco, how does he feel about his girl basically running around streaking all the time? And she said it took a long time, took years to actually talk Dave into accepting my comfort with nudity. And he's like, all right, I guess she likes to run around nude at the house, which again, you know, I don't think it's a problem if Allison Brie wants to run around nude in your house. And, you know, if you're the significant other, I think you can get over that pretty easily.
Right. It's not like Steve Miggs running around the house without any clothes, where my wife's like, will you please just put on some pants?
Oh.
But she's like, how about in public? And he's like, yeah, I don't know how comfortable I'd be with me just hanging out with you and you're nude in public.
Again, in all fairness, it's not like I'm just, like, hanging out in the house, like, making dinner or making that peanut brittle I brought in, like, buck naked. It's just, if I'm going to take a shower, like, I'm not a mad dash when I have my clothes off to get into the shower.
No,
I might play on my phone for a second.
You know, it's funny enough, I hang out naked. That's why I was like, oh.
Well, we should FaceTime.
Yeah, brothers in nakedness. I get it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, well,
wear our buoy jerseys?
My girlfriend, it doesn't bother my girlfriend though. Oddly enough, she just kind of laughs and then walks away, and I'm like, all right.
Well, I mean, it's something. I mean, they see you that way from time to time. So, what is the problem? I don't know. I mean, look, if people want to,
well, the blinds are up typically when I'm doing it. She's worried that the neighbors are going
to
see.
Oh well, that you know, you do not want to make the neighbors get sick before dinner. I get that.
To me, it's just a valuable lesson in not peeping into other people's homes.
That's fair.
All right. Well, you know what? You're teaching people lessons. That's what life's about. Life's lessons. Here's my package.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
So Allison Brie, the actress, shared that she used to be a big streaker. As a matter of fact, you can check her streaking in the trailer for her new movie, Somebody I Used to Know. I guess she's actually streaking in the trailer. Based on this, we want you to finish this sentence. People are shocked to find out that I did blank. 206-803-ROCK, that's the number to call and text us, 206-803-ROCK. Finish this sentence. People are shocked to find out that I did blank. Your calls, your texts after the Beastie Boys on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Allison Brie has shared that she used to be a big streaker, and she's got a trailer for a new movie called Somebody I Used to Know. It hits Prime Video on the 10th of this month, and you can see in the trailer she's streaking.
Yep.
And
dude, the movie is, we were just watching the trailer, a bunch of it's filmed in Leavenworth.
Oh, wow.
Pretzels and Allison Brie, that just sounds like a great time.
Yeah. And Dave Franco, from what I understand, is in it as well?
Yep. I guess they wrote it, according to Vicky.
And he directed it, I believe.
He directed it.
Oh, he directed it, and she's in it? Oh, well, look at this. They're in Leavenworth. That's kind of fun.
And a lot of it's been, I guess, was filmed in Portland as well.
Oh, look at that. All right. And I mean, I don't know if she streaks in the movie or is it just one of those trailers that puts... Oh, she does. You're already watching the movie. Look at you. Ah, all right. And this is on Prime, right?
Yes. Yeah.
How are you seeing it? Oh, is this the trailer?
Yeah, I'm watching the trailer. Yeah. You could see her in the background running, and there's like a teenage boy who's playing on his iPad, sees two women streaking, and chases after them.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you're a kid...
Like more fun than golf, if you're...
Yeah,
I
mean, if you're a kid, you're going to be like, okay, this is a gift from God. So, but Allison says she likes to streak. I mean, she said she used to big streaker. She used to do it a lot. She's very comfortable with nudity. And so we were wondering, man, I want you to finish this sentence. People are shocked to find out that I did blank. You can call us at 206-803-ROCK. You can also text us at 206-803-ROCK.
Always great when these topics lead to somebody talking about being a dancer at a gentleman's establishment. But this person said, I used to be a stripper. I worked over in Portland, and now I'm a mom of four, and when my other mom friends find out, they are shocked, LOL.
Yeah, I guess they would be. I you know, especially if you just didn't look the part in their mind.
If they'll go like, hey, you know, it'd be fun if we could exercise at one of those pole dancing classes. And they're like, Janet's really good at pole dancing.
Yeah, she is.
But she tells us that we need to call her Crystal.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of a good stripper name.
Crystal's, you know, it's a classic. You can always go
Destiny.
With
Mercedes.
Mercedes. That's yeah. A good one. I was going to say Chrysler. And I was like,
Chrysler, huh?
Well that's like, the affordable stripper.
Volvo.
Yeah.
Hyundai.
Oh, Volvo, the safe stripper for your kids.
What's your name? My name's Kia. Kia yeah. Sorrento.
Sorrento. Coming to the main stage. Sorrento. Santa Fe. To the main stage. Santa Fe. Right.
In the champagne room, it's Jeep.
Yeah. Focus. Come to the come to the main stage. Focus. Yeah, Chrysler. So Chrysler's a great stripper name. I don't care what anybody says.
That could be your stripper name, Steve.
You know what? Yeah. One day.
Chrysler. So Allison Bree said, hey, yeah, I used to be, I love streaking and a big fan of it. And that shocks a lot of people. How about you? People are shocked to find out that you did blank. 206-803-ROCK. That's the number to call us. It's also the number to text us, 206-803-ROCK.
So he said, like, Steve, I was once a pro wrestler back in the old, a lot of Portland stories, back in the old Portland wrestling days. Now I tell some of my buddies and they're just shocked. I have to show them videos. It's pretty awesome.
That is, I mean, it is awesome if somebody actually, you know, they are in a ring with people.
Oh,
watching them wrestle, yeah.
And I mean, maybe he might have been rubbing shoulders. He says back in the old Portland days, back those days, I mean, some of the bigger names, like the Randy Savages and the Roddy Pipers. I mean, there's some great legacy back in the Portland wrestling days. In fact, like that Vice documentary series, you know, they did like the Tales from the Dark Side, but they also did the Tales from the Territories. And they did a whole episode about the Portland wrestling scene, and it's pretty awesome.
And look at this dude was part of it.
Yeah, that must have been awesome.
That's great. Cool. Yeah, nice.
Because that's definitely the one for me. Like, if my wife will go to like a kid's birthday party, and I don't know a lot of people, and they start asking, like, you know, it's always one of my wife's friends will make it a point to volunteer that info because I'm not like, hey guys, I do this on the side, but she's like, she thinks it's really interesting and fun, and so she tells like her friends, and then it's just like, it always gets like a double take, like, wait, what? And then lots of fun questions follow because of that.
Yeah, you get to be the coffee table book.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then I pick one of the people up and I slam them through that coffee table.
Oh yeah. I mean, you know what? You got to prove that you know what you're doing.
Grab a bottle of water, spit it in the air like Triple H.
Nice.
That's when the party gets fun.
Then get a razor blade, bleed all over the place. I mean, then you know. Then they know you're real.
Oh, we're getting color now, huh, BJ?
Oh yeah, you got to really show
more for that.
Oh well, I mean, you know, maybe they'll give you some extra food at the party. 206-803-ROCK, that's the number to call or text us. We want to know, finish the sentence, people are shocked to find out that I did blank. Let's go to Jeff in Buckley. Jeff, you are on the Rock.
Hey, guys. I'm actually a safe and vault technician for Northwest Safe in Enumclaw. So when people figure out that I break into safes for a living, they're pretty amazed.
Oh, damn, dude. You're like the kaleidoscope guy.
Yep.
When you watch movies like Kaleidoscope, which is about bank heists and stuff like that, how real are they? Like, are there safes that crazy that they depict in those movies?
For the most part, no, not really. But there's a lot of equipment that's accurate, like the drill rig that's in the movie Die Hard.
Yeah.
Like, the video screen thing on the drill rig is completely fake, but the apparatus they attach to the front of the vault door is completely real.
Oh, damn.
What about, like, putting, like, some dynamite on it and, like just, like, putting it right there and blowing it up? Can you do that?
Well, they developed all the cannonball safes back in the 1800s because people were doing that. So that's that, if you Google cannonball, like, that's that round door safe that you could pull up, and the things are made out of manganese and a bunch of dissimilar metals, but people used to try to do it.
Oh man, dude, that's so you break into safes for a living, and so what's your success rate? Can you break into any safe, and or are there ones that no, you just can't get into?
There is some stuff that I would bring one of my buddies with me on that's based out of Portland, but my success rate so far is 100%. I've probably opened around, I'm guessing at this point, 1,000 safes. I've been doing it for about 15 years.
So what keeps you from going rogue? and, you know, basically being like Giancarlo Esposito and just like, I am going to break in. I'm going to take all the unmarked bills. I'm gone. What keeps you from doing that?
Family and friends.
Oh, there we go.
Just right, being a good person,
being,
BJ.
Being raised right.
Yeah, BJ. Yeah.
Or is it you feel like they would know it was you because you're the only guy that could break into those safes?
I mean, there's been people over the years that have gone to prison for going rogue. And, you know, there's a guy that, oh, God, he's down in the South somewhere. He had an issue with breaking in the safes on the side. He got out of prison after getting in trouble, went and did another jewelry store heist, and went right back to prison.
Wow. All right. So really, anyway, you know, I like the answer. I mean, well, you're a good dude, but I feel like if you could really get away with it, that people would be doing
now
it.
Now we know what's up with you, BJ. I'm glad that you don't know how to do any of those things.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, look, you know, I the star of those movies are always, you know, making away with the jewelry.
I just remember being a kid and being obsessed with owning a safe. I don't know if you guys were like that. No. But like, it was like always like these little ones, but like I was like, oh, it'd be so great. And I realized I don't have anything of value. Like, why do I need a safe? My safe was more expensive than any of the stuff that I could put in it.
Yeah, I...
it's so stupid.
I actually had the idea. I'm like, I need to go buy a safe, don't I? I thought that yesterday. Yeah. I was looking through Facebook trying to find one.
It's like when you go to a hotel and you're like, I'm going to put all this stuff in the safe. I'm like... I got nothing of value. Like, oh, like, dude, are they really?
Oh, come on! You got the iPad. You got the AirPods. I mean, hey. I remember the book safes that they used to advertise in the back of comic books. Yeah, I was so happy to get one of those. I was like, finally, my brother and I shared a room. Finally, I'll be able to keep my stuff in here. My brother won't be able to get it. And then he just stepped on the book and broke it and was able to get into everything. I'm like, oh, wow, this is really not a great safe.
No, not at all.
No, it's like they just took my money. I'm an idiot. There's a TV host that's been telling the exact same joke about Groundhog's Day for the past 7 years on his show. Well, that's pretty awesome. You're going to hear who did this at 7:47 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How much does bankruptcy cost?
Usually with my office, we do a flat fee that includes all your court costs, filing fees, credit counseling, credit reports, and one cost. In Chapter 13 cases, that usually starts at about $900. With Chapter 7 cases, the total cost, including all your court costs, attorney fees, is usually about $1,500. We offer payment plans on Chapter 7, so you can start a file with my office for as little as $200. You can send your creditor calls to us. We'll take your creditor calls while you gather up your information and make payments on the rest of the fees. With Chapter 13 cases, we can make payment arrangements in most cases as well and get your case filed even sooner in a Chapter 13 case because of the reorganization aspect to it.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.